plan, so back in 2015, when the latest deal was signed by the council, the aim was to move it to a more financially sustainable model so that it was able to keep going and producing the brilliant stuff that it does without the need for public funds subsidy from the council. We want to work with the trustees to look at the model that they've got there and see whether there are savings that they can make, extra income that can be found, as was the aim four years ago when the latest deal was signed. And we really want to work with them to keep the roads going, but make it that little bit more financially sustainable, because as a council, we just don't have the money that we had even 5 years ago, let alone in 2010, when we first, you know, started to fund the theatre. The Rose Theatre is a producing company theatre, rather than just taking touring shows, which does make it more difficult to make as much money, because sometimes their box office receipts are not as high as they would be if you just took a touring show with no risk. And I don't want it to move to just being another Wimbledon or Richmond theatre.
A lot of our listeners, they say to us, we still go to Wimbledon and Richmond because the Rose doesn't show those commercial shows. Do you think that's something that the Rose should consider? Maybe not going fully commercial, but showing more of the popular shows in order to get bums on seats?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not somebody in the theatre world. I'm not going to tell them how to run the theatre. I think there is place for both types of theatres and all kinds of shows. They attract different people depending upon the show. So, you know, maybe it is looking at their mix of the commercial side of it as opposed to the drama and artistic side. I don't know. That is really for them to come up with as the theatre group. But actually, we just need them to look at in around how they do things. Most of our spending goes on adult and children's social care. So that would be older people with men in the adult side, older people with learning difficulties or mental health problems, where we need, or physical difficulties, where we need to support them in their day-to-day lives. And in the children's side, it is the safeguarding, looked after children with special educational needs. And we've seen a massive increase in the number and the complexity of both adults and children's cases. We're going to be opening a new dementia nursing home because actually we've seen a great rise in the number of people coming to us for help with dementia, as is nationally the picture. We're not alone in this rise. Council services across the country have seen it. And at the same time, central government has cut our grant. We used to get a grant from them from 66 million in 2010 to zero this year.